Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Evan Giddings for Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky. We got Bonte Hill.
Yeah.
Bonte Hill in the building.
The reception. That's a Rolling Stones callback.
I got you. We got him?
I guess we don't.
I guess we don't. Just like that phone call between Mike Dunleavy and Scott Perry. Went dead. Look, they're trying.
The Energizer Bunny.
It went dead.
Are you a Duracell or Energizer guy?
Energizer.
I go back and forth. Oh, my gosh. I see him on the YouTube. Look at that. And he's got like a Hawaiian shirt on. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Well, I can't
Tommy
hear him,
Bahama
but I can see
Bonte.
Him. I can't hear him. But I can see him.
Tommy Bahonte.
It's an Aloha Friday down at training camp.
It's an Aloha Friday.
It's an Aloha Friday. All right. We're working through this. Some technical difficulties we're working through right now to get Bonte Hill on. But, you know, again, it's like I understand why the Warriors would say no to that trade because they think they can get more. My point is,
how much more?
Maybe it's just simply a protection.
Okay.
Maybe it's just an unprotected. Which, by the way, a 2030 Sacramento Kings pick is looking pretty valuable.
Sure.
Because no one knows what that organization is going to be, which I understand is why they don't want to give that up.
It's so far down the line. I hear you. I'm not saying it's not valuable. I understand the holdout. I keep coming back to, if you're done with them, just move on. Like, that's... But I know why you don't, because you have the assets. It's just, the whole thing is so frustrating.
It's frustrating, but I also think it's really interesting. Do we have him or no? I guess we don't. All right. But while we wait to get Bonte Hill on, I mean, the way that I think about it. All right, Sam, are you telling me, do we have him or do we not?
I see
yes,
hands,
we have Bonte.
Okay,
I see
right.
Hands pointing, and I can't tell what's going on here. I feel like you're an Oregon offense on football showing me, you know, pictures that I'm supposed to decipher.
All right, second down and 10. Bonte, are you there? All right, well, maybe we can try on third down. Usually the Niners are, well, usually they're decent on third.
Is Bonte betting on himself currently on his phone line?
You know, Bonte's turning down sign and trade offers left and right now. Look, I do not think that JK wants to be here next season. And I do believe that the Warriors have to figure out how to maximize his value this summer. This is the best offer that's been on the table thus far. And I just wonder how much more they want and if it's going to cost them in the long run. And you're smiling because I know we're working through some stuff
no,
right now.
No, you know what I'm smiling about? Because, like, Malik Monk's a nice player. It's another under 6'4 guy who's kind of ball dominant and doesn't help on defense much for what they're looking for. He's a nice, useful player. Like, he is. But they have very specific needs. And although he would help, I don't know if he helps what they're looking for. Like, I have so many questions.
All right, third time's the charm. River Island's guest line, Bonte Hill, live from training camp in Santa Clara. B, talk to me, brother. What's going on?
I swear to God. What a start. what a start. What's going on, man? I heard peace pipes and everything. I'm all set up, and I don't know the crack staff back there, man. I guess we're technology challenged, I would say.
I mean, I think your shirt was too bright. It blew out all the lights. It blew out the mic. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. Friday, it's sort of payday, even though I'm not getting paid from you guys
Where
anymore.
Are you?
No, I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
Where is he?
Where are you?
He's in Santa Clara.
Well, I'm in the NFL Films room here at Levi's Stadium in a media center. It's like a little club. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah. Got the lights in here. Got the little TVs and stuff like that.
You almost not look bad. Like Mariucci.
I do, right? I just can't play bocce ball. I don't know how to play bocce ball.
Hey, what do you make of this whole thing? Like, Bonte, like, you've been, obviously, nobody has been in the locker room at Chase Center more than you since its inception. Nobody's been around this team as long as you. You've seen it from all angles. One of the greatest coaches of all time, one of the greatest players of all time, one of the young ascending players that we've had a lot of promise for, the various points that they've had, you know, success, frustration, impasses. What do you make of the recent Malik Monk protected first-round pick, not protected first-round pick, Jonathan Kuminga trade, just the whole lot of it?
Well, the bottom line is it feels like J.K. does not want to play with the Golden State Warriors, which is what we talked about ad nauseum all offseason. When the season was over, I remember Ewan Spadoni, Shapsky asked me, what are the chances Kuminga comes back and plays with Golden State Warriors? And I said there's a 90% chance he's not coming back. And, you know, that has dipped, it's gone back and forth, it's fluctuated. And now you look at the situation, it's clear as day. He's betting on himself, which, look, Warrior fans could say he's an idiot for doing that, and maybe his career works out, and maybe it does not work out. But we do it in all walks of life. Shasky, you left your sales job. You bet on yourself and went to 95-70 game. Hell, I bet on myself and went to NBC Sports Bay Area. Evan Giddings, you bet on yourself and made it a point to make this your career. We bet on ourselves in all walks of life, so I'm not going to fault the young man for doing that. But the fact that we're here, and I could kind of see it coming once he started playing well in the second round of the playoffs, because all of a sudden he's playing like that. And I know they didn't win a game because Curry didn't play, but he played well. Jimmy played well at times. What about the guys who did not play well? And I could go down the list of guys who did not play well in that series. And all of a sudden he's saying, you know what? I've been here for 4 years. My role has fluctuated. Like, how about this? JK's been here for over 4 years. You know how many times he's played over 30 minutes in a basketball game?
15.
42 times over the course of his 4-year career. Including Jackie Robinson. He's played over 30 minutes. Now, when he does play 30 minutes a game, the numbers are comparable to Franz Wagner down in Orlando. I mean, he gives you over 26 rebounds or whatnot. Now, you can say, does it impact winning? Well, who's in the lineups? Who's he playing next to? Is he playing next to Steph? Is he playing next to Clay? Is he playing next to Draymond Green? So the whole situation just stinks because I do think the young man has a promising skill set. And you look at the league, wings, defenders, on-the-ball defenders, guys who can go get their buckets. And, look, it's hard playing with Stephen Curry. There's a lot of guys who don't know how to screen or win the screen. They don't have the instincts to screen for a guy like Stephen Curry. So I don't know where this is going, but it sounds like J.K. has played his final game with the Golden State Warriors.
So I think there's so many. I mean, there's a contingent that no matter what Jonathan Kuminga does, they're going to be mad, right? So let's not acknowledge that aspect. I think where a bulk of fans get frustrated is the domino effect of his decisions and what path he chooses has ramifications on how the Warriors can build their team. And I do understand their point of view on the frustration of the situation as a whole, but I zoom out and I'm like, the organization also bears a big brunt of this, and I don't think we're giving them enough of the same kind of energy.
No doubt. And look, I understand both sides of this. Look, we're all Warrior fans. We want to see them do well. And when they do well, it's good for business. Radio, television, Chase Center, it's great for business. Jonathan Kuminga is using his leverage. And what we all want in life is leverage, right? We want leverage in every profession. Mm-hmm. If you can gain leverage and gain a little bit of power, you're going to get paid. You're going to be able to dictate things on your terms, which is what J.K. and his agent, Aaron Turner, are trying to do. They're trying to dictate things on their terms and use all the leverage they can to get the deal or play on the team that they want to play on. Now, I wish they could reconcile. I wish J.K. was a member of the Golden State Warriors because I see J.K. on a roster with Horford, Melton, and Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. I'm like, all right, cool. We're cooking with something here because I believe in J.K.'s skill set. and I believe he can help this team elevate in the Western Conference. But yes, the organization, you know, whether or not it was training, putting them part of a package for Lowry Marketed, putting them in a package for Paul George, or maybe trading back their second year, because I get why the young man is growing frustrated, and I get why some Warrior fans are growing frustrated, because every time he elevates his game, he gets hurt. Or he elevates his game and he comes back and he's coming back slowly and he's rusty or whatnot. So, look, the organization, they do bear some of the brunt of this. They do bear some of the blame for the way the situation has come. But training camp's not until October. We still got some time. And the Warriors are going to slow play this until they get the best deal that they can get. Is the Malik Monk deal good? I like Malik Monk as a player. Defensively, you're going to give up some things, right? They want to unprotect the first-round pick. Sacramento doesn't want to give that up. So the Warriors, at least by waiting, has forced Sacramento, if this is true, this Malik Monk proposed deal, all of a sudden we've gone from Devin Carter, Dario Saric to Malik Monk. Now, can you get the Keegan Murray? That's what I want to know. So the Warriors, by slow playing this, have already gotten Sacramento to up the ante in a potential deal for Jonathan Kuminga to sign a trade.
Yeah, I'm with you, B. I think it's 50-50 for me. I think both sides are equally culpable in this. But in regards to the Kings offer, I thought it was notable that Amick mentioned that Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis hadn't even been discussed. And maybe that would be the next level of a potential buy for Golden State. But it sounds like the protection, at least in this particular offer, was the hang-up. I do have to ask you, though, because like one thing that I agree wholeheartedly. We have all bet on ourselves in life, and we all, I think, strive to in some way, shape, or form. However, betting on yourself in this situation looks like a qualifying offer, and I just don't know how coming back to a situation that you already don't want to be in, your employer knows you don't want to be in, like creating that sort of toxic environment. I'm not just saying from the Warriors' perspective, but also for Kuminga, where you're kind of on an island if you come back in the training camp. And it to me, it'd be more with the coaching staff than it is with your actual teammates. I don't think that players hold it against guys who are trying to get theirs and improve their careers. But to me, that it can't happen for both sides, because I think it just creates too toxic of a situation for both Kuminga and the Warriors. And that's why eventually this has to be rectified. Though I understand the one card that JK's camp has to play is that he will opt into that 7.9.
Hey, well, I thought it was laughable the whole time when I heard about this, you know, maybe a month ago or 3 months ago, when somebody said, well, JK can sign a short-term deal, knowing that the Warriors are going to trade him in February.
Yeah,
really, you think that's going to work out? It sounds good. And then you get to the games. And then you get to a rabid fan base hyper-focused on everything JK is doing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he just walked by Steve Kerr. They didn't even look at each other. Oh, wow, JK looked off Stephen Curry. Oh, how dare he look off Stephen Curry? All of that. Not, I mean, come on. Like, let's live in the real world for a second. You're going to tell her, you're going to, hey, accept the qualifying offer. We're going to trade you in February. And you think you're going to, we just read a story from Charvarius Ward, who, God bless his soul, lost his daughter. But Charvarius Ward came into training camp last year, seeing everybody hold out, seeing everybody get their money and saying, oh, they're not even going to come at me for a contract extension? Well, you know what? I don't care what happens the first 6 weeks. He admitted that he did not care about the results of the game. He was just out there to get his. So you think a 22-year-old won't do that?
Yep.
Going into a situation saying, boy, I feel like my growth has already been stunted for the last 4 years. I played the best basketball. I sprained my ankle in early January. They traded for Jimmy. All of a sudden, I'm not playing anymore. I don't play basically the entire Houston series. And all of a sudden, Steph gets hurt, and they ask me to play, and I play well. The hell with that. So that whole nonsense about, oh, yeah, let's just sign him and JK, nod, nod, wink, wink, we're going to trade you in February. Yeah, that's going to be a toxic situation. And that's not all on JK. That's the organization as well. Knowing that a player is speaking about, I'm going to be elsewhere in 4 months. Maybe I don't go hard on the screen. Maybe I don't go hard on this drive. Maybe I don't close out on this opponent because I don't want to get hurt, because I want my value to be good enough to get traded to another team and maybe get paid when I become an unrestricted free agent next summer. Yeah, it's bad right now, man. As a fan, zooming out, this is not a good look for both parties. But I hope things blow over, honestly, because I think the young man has a lot of talent.
Who
Okay, blow over. That's an interesting way of putting it. Because, like, in times of crisis, like, I always look at someone like John Lynch as a great example. Like, at various points in time, he'll sit somebody down, and, like, it feels like he has the credibility and the wherewithal and just the human touch to be able to get everyone on the same page. Whether that's true or not, I have that sense he is able to do that. I'm sure Jerry West was viewed as such for the Grizzlies and the Lakers, and even at times for the Warriors. Who would be that guy right now with the organization to get everyone on the same page? If that were to happen, do they even have someone in position to do that?
Yeah, you know, Bob Myers would have been great in this situation, right? But this is where Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy, and Steve Kerr, and I think it's more important for Steve Kerr, because that, to me, is where the disconnect is, where Steve Kerr and J.K., it's obvious. You know, when J.K. had that game against Denver a couple years ago, didn't play the final 18 minutes, Denver goes on a 25-4 run, Jokic hits the half-court shot, and then, you know, there's an article an hour later saying, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. Get me out of here. Next thing you know, Steve Kerr and J.K. meet the next day. J.K. gets a haircut. And next thing you know, he averages damn near 20 the rest of the season. Well, we know how that season ended, right? They lost in the playing game. But obviously, there's a disconnect with J.K. and Steve Kerr in the way Steve Kerr wants J.K. to play. Now, Steve Kerr mentioned names like Sean Marion. If J.K. became Sean Marion, I think every Warrior fan in the world would be happy. Sean Marion was no scrub, a guy who averaged over 15 and 8 for the course of his career, was a three-time all-star, all-defensive player, with blocked shots. I would love for J.K. to be a player like that. But in this situation, to repair this situation, I believe it has to come from Steve Kerr. And they got to have a heart-to-heart with J.K. But maybe that trust has been broken now, because it has been 4 years. And when you watch the way this season played out, that trust may be gone, and J.K. may be at a point of no return saying, yeah, I'm not buying it. I've been here for too long. I want to move on here. So, look, Joe Lacob loves J.K. I know that for sure. I know the Lakers love him. Does Dunleavy love him? I'm not sure where Dunleavy stands in this situation. But I don't love the fact that people are just willing to give away a 22-year-old athletic marvel who could defend on the perimeter, who could go get a bucket, in a league that's full of young stallions running, and you look at the Western Conference, you need a guy like J.K. That's what we're looking for. So it would have to be for Steve Kerr, and I don't know if that trust is still there between J.K. and Steve Kerr.
Evan, does this sound like a man who was ready to walk away from radio, or does this sound like a man who's ready to do 5 more hours on this topic?
I mean, I think we could talk to him all day. We only got him for another 15 minutes. That's why I want to get this in. I'm with you. I don't think that this relationship is going to be able to be reconciled. The one between Kerr and Kuminga. And it's because of what you talked about. Like, there are breadcrumbs all over the place in the last 2 years. And last week was just another headline that confirms he does not believe that he is going to reach his potential with Steve Kerr as his head coach. It was, I think it was a couple of years ago from his camp. He doesn't believe he can develop.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hell up. Under Steve Kerr, it's all synonymous. It's all the same. Like it's just written different ways. JK does not feel like he is going to achieve whatever he believes that he can with Steve Kerr as his head coach. And so that to me is the crux of the issue. If Kerr wasn't here, they might be able to talk this thing out. But I think that last week when we heard from Slater that Kerr has reached out to try and bridge things with, like, he doesn't want to hear that. And I completely understand why. And that's why I think going into training camp, the Warriors have to find a way to get something for him, because the one thing that I don't want to be reading about continuously or hearing about is how is Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga's relationship, because that's about the only thing that people are going to be asking about come October 21st on opening night.
Welcome to sports talk radio / contenting / social media. That's all everybody's going to focus on for the foreseeable future. But it is funny. One, the whole trusting with Steve Kerr, the breadcrumbs. Go back to training camp last year in Hawaii, where Draymond's like, hey, JK's a three. He's not a four. He's a three. And the next day, Steve Kerr comes on and says, well, JK's a four. I view him as a four. So now you got to disconnect right there. One player thinks he's a three. The coach thinks he's a four. Think back to it. And it's just ironic to me that the Kings are in the mix right now, because it was a couple years ago during that playoff series where, you know, we had the Hawaiian Punch incident and, you know, you're going in the first round. And I heard rumblings that JK's like, yo, come trade for me. Get me out of here. Because remember, Wiggins left for 2 months, wanted to be for personal reasons. He was gone for 2 months. JK, people forget this stuff. And I can't stand the New Age fans now. Honest to God, I can't stand them, because it's all, what have you done for me lately? They forget. Because we're in the cockpit every single day. JK was helping stabilize the lineup.
I know.
He was coming along as a second-year player. Wiggins comes back. JK's back to the bench. And he's like, damn, I got the short hook because I got blown by Malik Monk two straight possessions. Okay, fine. It's a long basketball game, and he doesn't even play. Talking to Jordan Poole last year when he was out here to chase it, he goes, you know, it just felt like the young guys didn't really get a sniff in the playoffs, so we kind of lost our confidence there. So it's just kind of funny that the Kings, full circle here 2 years later, are seeking Jonathan Kuminga, or they want Jonathan Kuminga bad to bring him up there to Sacramento, which we haven't even talked about the fit up in Sacramento. He wants the ball. DeRozan wants the ball. Demontis Sabonis wants the ball. Dennis Schroeder wants the ball. So how the hell is that going to work out? But I don't know how this works. I don't know how this ends well for the Golden State Warriors in terms of bringing JK back. It just feels like both parties just need to move on, get the best deal you can get, and let's just continue to keep people, because it's driving me crazy now. People every single day, what's up with JK? And the label that JK's getting. I'm not a player fan whatsoever. But we're so quick to pivot and just rip dudes. We just rip certain dudes. It was like we focus on, well, JK got his money and losses. Well, how about we focus on the players who didn't show up in the playoffs, who shot less than 30% from three or shot less than 30% from the floor? I can name a slew of players who did that in the Minnesota series or didn't defend at a high freaking level. So if anything, he helped the Warriors from getting blown out by 40 every single game. We should be thankful for that.
Dude, you're on fire. I'm just sitting back listening. Watching you work, for me, the final hour of the week. It's been great. It's great for my mentals. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is the Giants good for your mentals right now?
Honestly?
They weren't good for my mentals on television. Chaska just covered two games and scored two runs in 18 innings against the Pittsburgh freaking Pirates. Well, come on, man.
Hey, look, you know, you're always welcome to FaceTime me and you and Serge and Richie.
Yeah,
could break it down. You know, we definitely could. Okay, are we done with the Warriors? Is there anything else you'd like to address on them? Because I would like to ask you about the Giants.
It's your show, baby. Yeah, it's your show.
All right. No, I miss you. I talk to you all the time off air, but it's nice to talk to you on air. Giants and their moves yesterday. Look, you can make the argument they probably should have moved Wilmer Flores as well, just because of, you know, where he's going to be at the end of this year and probably not on the team moving forward. I thought they did what they needed to do. And I think the guy to me that's kind of the most frustrating, it's not Yaz, it's not Tyler Rogers. Those guys were good players. Rogers was excellent. Camillo represented so much found promise. He came out of nowhere, and you could see he had tantalizing skills. And that game five against the Dodgers, I mean, it's so frustrating. And he did end up having 38, 39 saves 1 year, led baseball. I thought this guy, in the right situation, with the right mechanics, right team around him, he had potential to be a 300, 350 save guy. I really thought that. I thought he had that kind of makeup. And then the pitch clock happened. He loses, you know, faith in how they're utilizing him. There was a lot going on. He loses his confidence. They shined him up this year. It's just the fact that they had to get rid of him at the deadline, which was probably the right move at probably the right time. It's just sad. And it kind of, more than even Joey Barr, or Pat Bailey or whatever, this one, like, he was an all-star. He was a player. And like, it just didn't work out. It's a tough one to swallow for me. And it was probably the right move.
Yeah. You know, you put me on to Doval. I remember you talk about Doval when he first came up. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? The guy just gave up like five runs on game. You're like, he's got the stuff. And he goes to AAA, and he gets called up for one game. But they've been at Colorado, of course.
Yeah,
field.
It was.
And he looked dynamic, and they sent him back down. I'm like, oh, damn. Maybe Shaska was onto something. As you know, he becomes a closer. And he was so dynamic to me. Once you put me onto him, I thought, man, this guy has the potential to be one of the best closers in Giants history. I mean, up there were Rob Nen, Brian Wilson, Rob Beck. He had better stuff than Rob Beck. He had better stuff than Brian Wilson. But at times, he didn't trust his fastball. And that would get him into trouble, especially with the pitch clock. He would go slider, 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 lose faith in his fastball. But he was solid, though. He was a solid, solid player. And I think the frustrating part is, you see the Hall of the A's now. I'm not a big prospect guy. I'm not going to pretend. You know, these rankings, they're all over the place, right? I don't know what's what. But the A's came up on the number three prospect from the Padres system, this shortstop who's supposed to be dynamic for Mason Miller. So I thought, damn, maybe the Giants could get something really, really good for Camilo Duval, and they get some prospects here that are ranked, what, 10th, 12th? Or no, excuse me, that's the Mets. They're like lower teams for the New York Yankees. Yeah, it is sad, but you figured you had to make a move. But he had control. He had team control. So could you go in another direction and maybe trade another reliever and just keep Camilo Duval? Because I'm trying to build for next season now. 2026, what does it look like for 2026? Now, you guys mentioned Wilmer Flores. Can't the Giants – would it surprise you guys if they just DFA Wilmer Flores and maybe open up a batch for somebody, maybe like a Marco Luciano, like a McCray, like a Bryce Eldridge maybe in September? I don't know. But it's just sad because we're not used to being sellers, Evan and Joe. We're not used to being sellers around here in the Bay Area when it comes to the Giants. And when Devers got traded here – and they won that Friday night game in Dodger Stadium, and then Sunday night baseball, of course, they lose it. But they get Devers. I truly thought this team was going to be contending in the National League. Giants fans were back. You could feel it. You could feel it. When they won the last two games of that Padres series, you could feel Giants fans saying, you know what? We got a shot to compete in the NL West. And the fact that they just face-planted and get swept by the Pirates at home, they've been swept by the Marlins at home, they've lost 2 or 3 to the White Sox. It's been a disaster. And it's been everything, bad base running, bad defense, terrible hitting, runners in scoring position. They batted under 100 with runners in scoring position against the Pittsburgh Pirates, excuse me, on that six-game homestand. So I don't know, but three things I'm watching real quick. Jung-Hoo Lee, the young pitchers, Roop, Wizenhut, Birdsong, and how does Bo Mel win over some fans again? Because everybody's out on Bo Mel right now.
Yeah, and look, I'm kind of with you. It's better to be sellers than to do what they've done, which is sit in a spiral for the last couple of years, praying to God that they turn around a false sense of hope, essentially. But we got a couple more minutes before we got to hit a break. I do got to ask you I mean, football's back. And I got to ask you what you thought of your boy last night slinging that thing during the Hall of Fame game. And I'm talking about Trey Lance. Yeah, that guy.
I'm not going to go crazy. Look, he played against third stringers. He played against guys who probably wouldn't be on the roster once week one rolls around. But he
137
did look good. He did
look QBR, polished. B.
You know, no, look, Trey Lance, again, when he gets a shot, just like James Wiseman his rookie year, James Wiseman was getting better and better by the game, but people misremember that. We had Anthony Twitter on, and he kind of acknowledged that. Like, people forget, Wiseman was getting better and better, and then the injury slipped full. And that's unfortunate. You can say what you want to say. You could have revisit his history. But Trey Lance looked like that in the preseason. And I always thought, what if they just started him his first year? Look, you could have started him in Detroit. Detroit Lions sucked. It was Dan Campbell's first game. You start him with a soft landing in Detroit. You go to Philadelphia. You started 2-4 that season anyway. Yeah. And if Trey Lance would have struggled as a rookie, you could have always gone back to Jimmy Garoppolo. You could have always done that. And he would have been the savior, and everybody would say, yay, Jimmy G for president, and you would have been fine. It doesn't feel like he got the fair shake out here in San Francisco. So I'm happy for the young man. When Chris Collinsworth mentioned that he's younger than Michael Pittings Jr. and the guy from New Orleans, I said, damn, he still got a lot of hope. So I'm pulling for the young man. And he looked good yesterday.
I was so happy for him. And just to look like a competent NFL player, and not even a starter, and just look competent and confident. And it goes back to Jim Harbaugh. There are better X's and O's guys in the game. There's no doubt about it. He's not an X's and O's guy, but there's something that I love about him. And I'm a big believer in, like, you gotta have confidence and you gotta believe in yourself and having that person in your life that believes in you. We all need a Harbaugh in our life. And I love him for what he really does. Like, I think he believes all the stuff he says to Alex, to Cap, to all the different quarterbacks throughout the years. I truly believe he feels that way because he knows what it's like to be a scuffling quarterback with no confidence.
Told Herbert to throw four picks in the playoff game.
Yeah, journeyman quarterback, man, with the Bears and the Colts. I remember when he had that great run with the Indianapolis Colts where he lost on a Hail Mary. Or excuse me, they almost caught a Hail Mary against the Pittsburgh Steelers back at Three River Stadium.
I do remember
that. Comeback, Jim Harbaugh. So you know, situation matters, culture matters, who you're around matters, and having the right guy like Harbaugh. Because I'll never forget when he told Alex Smith, they won a game in Detroit, the handshake game. And he looked at Alex Smith and says, you're the best quarterback in the league. You're great. You're great. And I'm like, all right, Jim, you're tripping. But you know what? Look what it did for Alex Smith when he went to Kansas City. Look what it does. Look what Justin Herbert looks like. Look what Michigan, J.J. McCarthy became a first-round pick. I'm at the Rose Bowl watching J.J. McCarthy. I'm saying, this guy ain't even a fourth-round pick. He got him to be a first-round pick. So Jim Harbaugh is awesome, man. He breathes confidence, and he knows the position. He's played the game at a high level. But I don't want to revisit and say, oh, and the Niners did this. And it's not an indictment on Shanahan.
No.
The situation was different. The Niners were in win-now mode. It what happened, unfortunately, he broke his finger in preseason. He broke his leg when he became a starter. It sucked.
Look, it is what it is. He didn't perform here. They made the right decision. They moved on to Brock. Yep. But I'm still rooting for the young man. That's all.
No doubt. And there's nothing wrong with that. And people, when you do root for a guy, oh, man, you're a Stan, you're this, you're that. And people are just so nasty.
People
are so nasty. Good luck to Trey Lance. I'm rooting for him. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm rooting for Mike Yastrzemski with the Kansas City Royals. All right.
I got you, B.
Oh, hey. You are? Wow, that's surprising.
I mean, I did a hit with Carrington, your boy, in KC yesterday. We're up against it. I'll brag later off air.
Yeah, Bonte.
Carrington Harrison, I'm behind him. Follow him on Twitter. He's bringing you on the show.
Well, you got to boost ratings.
Hey, B, appreciate you, man. Have fun at training camp.
All right, boys. When are you guys coming down here, man?
Next Thursday.
Down here to Santa Clara, man. You guys are missing out.
Yeah, we're up against a hard at work out.
Yeah, send us a couple videos of Brock. All right, brother.
Hey, I love missing breaks.
Well, you helped us right there. Appreciate you, B. All courtesy of the River Islands guest line. A reminder, coming up this afternoon, 4:30, Valkyries take on the Chicago Sky. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel and on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yay! The celebration of the Naked Gun movie, starring Liam Neeson, coming out today in theaters. Just go check it out. You know, some remakes, honestly, I'm a bit apprehensive towards, you know, remakes of classics. But this one I am willing to give a chance because I don't think that someone like Liam Neeson would take a role like that unless he could actually nail it.
Shout out to my boy Shukri Lama. I didn't realize he's the one who said, enjoy the donuts. He must have delivered them.
Oh, hell
I've known
yeah.
Shukri forever. Shukri would take you down, Carter. He's bigger than you. He'd
no
take
chance.
You down. No, I'm telling you, Shook is, hey, he's a rhinoceros. This guy runs fast for his size. Big boy.
Only person taking me down is Jokic's brother.
Well, that and
Ben
Friday
Barch.
McDonald's.
And Ben Barch.
Maybe Ben Barch.
Get healthy soon, Ben.
I saw a bunch of stuff over this week in terms of social media and everything, everybody getting fired up. And one thing that I'm reminded of all the time, as we were in the break, we're just talking about life and everything, is tell people while they're alive and while you care about them that you love them, you know, and let them know that you care about them. And sometimes we argue about these things that feel so important, and then you step back and you're reminded by real life stuff how inconsequential they all are. And I just look at this Jonathan Kuminga Warrior Steve Kerr thing. Not that it's life and death. It's so far from that. Is there any way all these people can just step back and realize how silly not that they're not wrong and not that they're not, you know, you're able to feel slighted. I get that. But when you look at the grand scheme of everything and you look back and you survey all the different options, is there any way they can all just turn the other cheek, kiss and move on? Like, I continue to come back to that. Is that just not a chance in hell that could ever happen?
At this point, I don't think it can. Because at every single turn, it feels like either Jonathan Kuminga has disappointed or Steve Kerr has disappointed him. Like, it's a relationship that I don't think it's going to be able to be mended. Because there's no trust. Like in any relationship, you need trust. It could be with a friend, it could be with a lover, it could be with someone you've been a stranger. It takes trust. And the trust between those two guys, to me, Shasky, is as close to, I'll go ahead and say it, it's as close to broken as I've ever felt. And it's because Kuminga wants something that Kerr does not feel like he deserves. He wants an opportunity to start. He wants an opportunity to make mistakes. He wants an opportunity to basically have everything that the players around him in his draft class were afforded that he was not, because he was drafted to a championship team. And that's a benefit to him because he's able to step into a situation in which they immediately won. And he sees what winning basketball is like. But he didn't get to figure out if he could be a part of it as much as he wanted. And that's why 4 years later, it's like, why should he believe anything that, Coach Kerr has to say? And why, to be fair to the Warriors, should they expect Jonathan Kuminga to come back and be a completely different player?
Well, you got to give him, you got to be committed to the development. That's one thing we're learning. Whether it's the Giants, Niners, Warriors,
but the Warriors
you're gonna have the ups and downs.
They're not. I mean, they're committed to Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green.
And I think Dre's where I stop, and I draw the line. And the reason why I say that is, did we think when he signed his extension a couple of years back, 3 years ago, he'd be the full-time starter, no doubt about it, at 35 years old? I mean, maybe some of us did. I didn't. I thought we would be in more of a transitional period. And yet, we have a lot of evidence which proves that he wears down throughout the course of the season, and him playing for this team and the way they want to play ball, given the personnel that they've had, their best ball is with him at the small ball five. But there's a depreciating line of return, meaning you go too far with him playing that position, he wears down. He just does. And so, okay, aren't we kind of at the crossroads of maybe we should explore Dre taking on the Iggy role, which will benefit his body, be able to maximize the lineups at the end of games and at the end of the totality of a season when months have been accrued so that he can truly give you the best shot of winning in the playoffs, mm-hmm. right? And then also simultaneously build in opportunities for someone else to take that mantle. And I was hoping that it would be some version of someone like Jonathan Kuminga.
I'm with you. And I said at the beginning of the summer, to me, it would be mutually beneficial if they found a way for Draymond to come off the bench next year.
Agreed.
And it's as much about limiting his minutes and preserving him for the postseason as it is, I think there might be a chance that another player could emerge. But that's the thing. Kuminga has no reason to believe that even, let's say they go into next year, and Kuminga, in a hypothetical world, is their starting four, or three, whatever. Butler and he start, Draymond comes off the bench. Which, if all sides had buy-in, I think might work. But why should he believe that when things don't go well, because to be fair, Kuminga has not demonstrated an ability to impact winning at a high enough level throughout his first 4 years, that Kerr wouldn't just go right back to benching him?
Like, well, they have to stay
that's
committed.
What he'll
no,
do.
It's his job to win.
He doesn't think that Kuminga can help him winning more than Draymond, he's not going to start.
It's not about can he help more than Draymond. It's about adjusting the roles. Again, this is very similar to the Mike Yastrzemski conundrum. Adjusting the roles so that by year's end, the younger player is better, and I'm willing to sacrifice some of the learning curve while understanding that it's not about, like, I'm here only to develop Jonathan Kuminga. This is about preservation of Draymond and rolling out their best combinations at the end of the season as well. Can we agree, like, the bigs destroyed them down the stretch? The final month and a half of the season, they couldn't stop a four or a five to save their lives. Could they?
No, but you also can't experiment because you were a game or two from being in the 9-10 game.
Well, I understand
like
that.
They're not good enough to just experiment throughout the season to figure out what their best lineup is.
I think we're coming back to the same thing. Well, then you now run the other risk, which is you're going to have a worn-down Draymond at the end of next year as well, and you're going to run the risk of him not being 100%, and you're going to run out of gas. So at the end of the day, I feel like the same two conclusions are going to get pulled, which is, you're probably just not good enough.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. I think it's an uphill battle next season, but it doesn't mean they can't still out and go be damn competitive.
No, I agree. But I truly believe, like, if Draymond was the one who bought in, okay, and started and stayed consistent with it and understood the big picture for the rest of his career, like, that would be the ultimate weapon for him and the team. It's like, you're using him in that 20 to 25 minute a night role off the bench, primarily in the final 7 minutes to close games as a small ball five. That would be the ideal role for him. He would thrive in that role.
But in that case, you're still removing someone from the starting lineup, and that would probably be Kuminga.
No, I don't want Dre to start.
No, but he would finish. Like, he would close. Which is, again, an issue.
There's going to be growing pains no matter what your combinations are.
No, I'm with you.
You know, like they were very committed to Pajemski's development, and I don't think he impacted winning as much as everyone else did. Now, we can argue. I think
he led the team in plus-minus his rookie season.
That's not the end. They were barely a play-in team.
But he was the most impactful player on that team as a rookie.
Okay, he was good. Plus minus for me is not the end all be all, because you know what? It's not taken into account how you bend an entire defense by playing way too tight at the top of the key.
That's how Draymond built his career at the beginning. He impacted everything. He didn't grab.
Do you think plus minus is the end all be all?
No, but over the course of an 82 game season, it's pretty reflective of how impactful a player is. No,
it's a tool. He's a solid player.
One game at a time, no, but an 82 game sample is nothing to stop.
We're going to disagree on this, because I watch basketball from a very X's and O's standpoint, and there are things he brings to the table. Hustle, making the forward pass, playing with pace, running in a certain cadence, getting the team into their sets. But he brings a lot on the defensive side that is maddeningly screws their defense up and makes their perimeter defense and their rim protection defense significantly worse. There's give and take. And just because you're doing plus minus stuff and you are good, who are you playing alongside? Who are the other four guys out on the floor with you predominantly? And if you look at when Pods is playing, predominantly he's playing alongside Steph Curry, who's one of the best plus minus players of all time.
But they've tried to play Kuminga with the best players. And it doesn't work.
What I would say to you is I don't think
it hasn't worked, they have I should
not
say.
They have not been pot committed for an entire year to see it through. Yes, it hasn't been as fruitful as I've wanted. I'm not here to say that JK impacts winning every single night more than Pods. I think Pods does. But to say that Pods, you say the plus minus, he's like, no, there were other guys. And that team wasn't very good, too. That's another aspect.
No, I'm not saying he's a better player. I'm saying I understand why he plays more.
He plays a different position, hence why he was playing more. And he brings other things to it, but he's not a two-guard. He's just not. And they play him in the de facto point guard on offense, two-guard on defense role, and he's not that. He's just not.
No, I'm with you there. I don't want him handling the ball as much, but that's the best you have. Like that's why, in my mind, if you could use Kuminga, who I don't think he wants to be back next season. If I could use him to acquire someone like Malik Monk, that would alleviate some of the things that I believe Pajemski cannot do or should not be doing, which is trying to score the basketball, which is starting potentially, along with Melton. I think that would alleviate a lot of pressure off of
Pajemski. I can't trust Melton at all. I just can't. I know why. I like him. Like, seeing a couple of games with him, I see exactly what he brings to. Guy's been hurt for 3 straight years. I can't have, as my big board, as I'm doing a flow chart of what I'm looking for next year, it's almost impossible for me to say, well, this is what Melton is, because he's just been hurt for so much. He's just been hurt so much. Right? I mean,
no, he has, but again, I'm trying to figure out how to do the best with what they have. Like, they're going to be a flawed roster no matter who's on the team. And I'm approaching this from the standpoint of, this guy does not want to be on your roster next year.
No, that I agree with.
And we could talk about woulda, coulda, shoulda, but the fact remains, this relationship has to end. And I think it is at some point this summer going to.
I think so too. But in this one, like, I'm looking at, like, their number one need for me has been shooting guard from day one, or ball handling, playmaking, size defender, two guard, like, who can bring the ball up the floor occasionally. Your de facto point guard to start games is Draymond Green. He plays point guard. That's what he does. He stands there. He doesn't relocate. He is the trigger man of their entire offensive set. And so it really complicates who you play alongside of him. And when JK or Pods or whomever is that other starter alongside him, if they're not a stretch shooter, you sag the paint, because whoever's guarding Draymond never guards him at the top of the key. They sag off him. That's the obviously the Anthony Davis set that up in the playoffs, and everyone's been doing it ever since. And so, like, a lot of these combinations, hence why I was so tantalized with Melton, is because a little bigger, can knock down shots, can ball handle, can defend, and be a guy who can play opposite Curry and make things work on both ends of the floor. This is where, like, and then that would put Pods in off the bench role, which is what he would and should be. But I keep coming back to him. I can't trust him. I can't trust him to stay healthy. It's like their number one need is that two guard spot. And Kuminga doesn't fill it. He doesn't hit shots from the outside. He's a questionable perimeter defender. You would think he had a skill set that could fill that. That's their number one need. And I don't think Malik Monk's going to solve that. I don't think Devin Carter or any of these other trades is going to solve it. And I think we're going to keep coming back to them playing small ball lineups that can't get enough stops or hit enough shots to win enough games to win this championship everyone wants to win.
Just a couple of things to update you on. This is the latest about 20 minutes ago from the Golden State Valkyries. Hit with another injury. Forward Monique Billings, who missed the last game due to a sprained ankle. They won last night against the Mystics, but she's been ruled out for 3 weeks and will be reevaluated then. So another blow to the Valkyries. Also, make sure to catch the latest episode of the Garlic and Fries Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman and Steven Rizzotto break down the trade deadline and offer their thoughts on the prospect haul the Giants got in exchange for Yaz, Rogers, and Doval. And, yeah, subscribe, download, check it out.
I just think that, in general, the way the Warriors played basketball, the guy that was completely undervalued, more nationally than locally, is just like the Klay Thompson, the Wolverine that was Klay Thompson. It wasn't just the dynamic shooting. It was his ability to guard anyone on the perimeter at any given time, which stopped the ball at the top of the key. Stopping ball at the top of the key and not allowing dribble drive penetration is the hallmark of what makes the best defenses in the league right now in the current game. And when you're going 4-on-5 defense at whoever it is at the top of the key, your entire defense, no matter how great the individual defenders, they're in help scramble mode at all times. And they have failed to find that guy. That's why GP2 plays so much, because he's one of the few guys you could throw at the top of the key and say, just stay in front of that guy as best you can. Like that is the hallmark of what made them great. And not just Klay, they had the ability to do Iggy at times. Early versions of Dre could stay in front of people. Livingston could do it at times. But Klay was the unlocker. And finding that unicorn is so much easier said than done. It's been so difficult.
They can find a two-way Hall of Famer.
They don't even have to be a Hall of Famer. Like, if Melton could stay healthy, right, and you could find a way to manage his minutes throughout the year, his skill set, it doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer. His skill set fits really well with what we want to do. I just have a hard time thinking he will stay healthy.
Time for Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, got to give a shout-out. Last night, Hall of Fame game went down. Trey Lance looked good. However, it is all around who's going into Canton. And Carter was made aware of this stat this morning, but it's one of the coolest things that I've seen in sports. Shout-out to Antonio Gates, whom is making the Hall of Fame all-time tight end touchdown leader without playing a single snap of college football. That might be one of the more ridiculous things I've ever... We're talking about basketball. Who could defend? He's a power forward, and he's going into the Hall of Fame after an amazing career, mostly with the San Diego Chargers.
My final thought is this, and I know this is... we're playing the bet. Maybe pot it down just a little. I just want to say I love you to the O'Kane family. Tomorrow will be a celebration of life for Molly O'Kane, who just passed away way too young. And Phil is, you know, a good friend, a dear friend. It's been so good to me and my family. I love him and his family, his parents, his brother Johnny, and his two boys, two great boys, Ryan and JT. I love you guys. And obviously, Molly's gone way too soon. She's up there in heaven with my dad right now. I'm getting emotional thinking about it. So anybody that has a somebody in their life that means a lot to them. You know, I saw this guy talking about it on Instagram yesterday about he saw a father and son playing catch out in front of the yard, and it got him emotional. He wanted to walk up to him and say, hey, like, embrace this. And I always say this to all the kids I coach. Like, if your parents are driving you to practice or an uncle or whoever that person is that's close to you, tell them you love them while they're alive and embrace the good times. They're not forever. I love you, Molly. Love you, O'Kane family. I'll see you tomorrow, and God bless you guys.
That was very well said, Shasky. And, take advantage of the time with your loved ones while you can. This weekend, I'm going up to Inverness for the celebration of life for my grandfather and uncle who passed away last winter.
I love you,
and,
Sammy.
Yeah, it's going to be an emotional weekend. And just, I say it a lot, I'm going to say it again. People, if you can, call your grandparents. Just call them. Tell them hi. Tell them you love them. I just got my grandma left, and, you know, so I'm going to try and, you know, I want to make the most of that time. So call your grandparents if you can. Tell them you love them, and it'll just absolutely make their day if you do that.
Right on. What's up, Carter?
My final thought of the day is I don't blame Jonathan Kuminga for not wanting to be here. You know, he has some great games, and it just feels like this guy can get nowhere on this team. It doesn't matter. He's, you know, Kerr won't give him the minutes regardless. So, you know what, JK? Go do you, pal.
Well, he's got to get them to say yes first. they still got him.
Yeah, oh, good my. Point.
Well, at least for two more months.
I contend, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, my brother and I have had the same. I want to be there. Used to be these two old-timers. I grew up in Excelsior, so it was an old Italian, Irish, French, Latin. It was a very multicultural neighborhood. Now it's extremely Asian-American as well. But there are these two old-timers who used to play catch on the block forever. I want to be the 95, 105-year-old playing catch with my brother at that age, throwing the rock around as all the little kids, the whippersnappers, are playing in the streets. I want to be one of those. I want to live to be 100, Evan. That's what I want to do. I want to live to be 100.
Yeah, I don't.
I do.
That sounds awful.
My grandfather's 89. He's still got an ear-to-ear smile. We're going to go to lunch now. I'm pivoting. I was going to go play 9. Now we're going to lunch, Carter.
Yeah, the moment that they're starting to think about the Veterans Committee, I think I got to hang him up.
You say that now. You say that now. And as you get older and life happens, you want to be there for every little thing. Trust me.
No, right now I want older people to still be in my life. But those older people don't always want to be in my life. And that's
I'd rather be 100.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, sincerely, though, thanks for letting me hang out the last couple days with you guys. It's been fun.
Dude, you're doing great. I mean, we could totally disagree on Pods, and that's fine. I think he's a solid guy. I just think that on the real, like, Pods is a lightning rod for me because he's a backup point guard. And I think he's best utilized as a backup point guard. And I would love to see him there. But he's been miscast because of the roster construction. They just don't have that real guy to play alongside Steph. And so it frustrates me.
Well, speaking of a miscasting, Stani and Guru are coming up next on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Kuminga Crisis!
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.